I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. We've been reporting that the state drought and ag impact task forces have been seeking information from Coloradans about the 2020 drought. Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg now says they're hoping to get at least 50 drought stories posted to a virtual drought portal by Thanksgiving.
Folks can go to engagecwcb.org. We're partnering with the Colorado Water Conservation Board. That's the acronym. So it's engagecwcb.org.
Greenberg says anyone can record their stories by clicking on the virtual drought tour link.
It takes you to a page where you can just write your story, share photographs of your land or, you know, ag land around you and or the mountains or, you know, reservoirs or streams, whatever you're noticing and observing around drought. And then we're going to be using those stories to share with policymakers, with other agencies about the impact of this year, again, to try and shape policy decisions and how resources are developed and allocated for future drought years, given that this is becoming more and more regular.
You can see stories and photographs posted by other people at that same website, engagecwcb.org. The latest figures from the U.S. Drought Monitor show that the entire state of Colorado is at some level of drought. Some of the impacts clearly already being seen, with the largest wildfires on record continuing to burn. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.